If you were to die tonight and stand before your Creator, would you be ready?
Thanks for listening. This program.
So what do you think about what he's saying?
Where's my jacket? After everything that's happened, I'm not sure I can believe this. I'm not even sure I want to. I'm just not ready.
He's not going to wait forever, sis.
Well, he may have to.
There's coming a day when you'll stand before God, and he'll judge you. You'll be found guilty and thrown in hell, unless you change your mind. That's why he sent Jesus, to save us, but only if we'll trust him.
You know, Randy, you're my big brother, and I respect you. You're a different person. You really are. But I'm just not ready to trust in you, Jesus.
Sis, you can't reject Jesus because of what others have done.
It's not just that. There's so much going on right now. I'm just not ready. Look, I gotta go. Oh, no.
Be careful out there. It looks bad.
I'm just not ready.
Sis, God doesn't want you to go to hell. That's why he sent Jesus, to save us. He died to pay our penalty for us and make us right with God. But only if we'll trust him.
I can't trust anyone. Hi. Hang on a minute. What's he doing in my lane? What's going on?
Can't stop it.
Where am I?
Look, Randy.
What's going on?
I'm sorry. There's nothing we could do. She's not going to make it.
What? What do you mean I'm not going to make it? What's going on? How come I can't move? Doesn't anybody hear me? Randy, would you get me out of here?
Sis, can you hear me? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. I love you. I hope to see you there.
Randy, get me out of here! Randy, help me! What? Who are you?
Your life here is over. You must come with me.
No! It's not time yet. I'm not ready. No!
I love you.
Where are you taking me?
It is appointed for men to die once, and after this, the judgment.
What?
Judgment. Your life will be reviewed. Your guilt will be established. If your penalty has been paid, your name will have been recorded in the book of life.
But I'm not ready.
Your life is to be judged now.
Oh, no. Please, no.
Hey, everybody, watch this.
No, not that one.
I'm never going to forgive you for what you've done to me. Don't worry, I'll get even.
They're showing me everything.
Come on, we can do this. No one will ever know.
Everything I've ever done.
I don't know.
Sis, God doesn't want you to go to hell. That's why he sent Jesus, to save us, but only if we'll trust him.
You know, Randy, you're my big brother, and I respect you, but I'm just not ready to trust in you, Jesus. I'm not ready. Why is he opening that book?
Your name is not written in the book of life.
Look again! Look again!
Your name is not there. Come with me.
Oh, no! Please give me another chance. Please! I believe now. I believe.
You must come.
No, please, no. This can't be happening.
What about you? Are you ready? God tells us in His Word that Judgment Day is coming. Listen to these words from the last book in the Bible. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. My friend, the day is coming when you will stand before God. When He judges you according to His holy standard, will you be innocent or guilty? Let me ask you, have you ever lied? Have you ever stolen anything? Have you ever used God's name as a curse word? Even if you looked at someone wanting to have sex with them outside of marriage, you have broken God's law. God's commands prove that we're all guilty. The Bible tells us that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and that the penalty for sin is death, an eternal and painful separation from God in a place called the lake of fire. Some are hoping that their good works will outweigh their bad ones, and that God will overlook their sin. But that's not true. God is just, and sin's penalty must be paid. My friend, God loves you, and He doesn't want you to suffer the penalty of your sins. In fact, He loves you so much that He did the unthinkable. He sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross to pay for your penalty, and then God raised Him from the dead. He did this so that you could be forgiven, and so that your name could be written in the book of life. God wants you to be with Him forever. He offers you complete forgiveness and peace with Him. Don't reject His gift. Change your mind and turn to Him. Put your trust in Jesus to save you, and He will. He's the only one who can rescue you from that day of judgment. He's the only one who can make you ready. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Now here's how the story could have gone.
What's wrong with me?
Sis, God doesn't want you to go to hell. That's why He sent Jesus, to save us. He died to pay our penalty for us and make us right with God. But only if we'll trust Him.
I don't know why I'm so upset. It's like there's a battle going on inside me.
There is a battle going on. Satan wants to destroy you, but God wants to save you. What do you want?
I'm not sure.
What's wrong with me? God, I'm so sorry. I've been such a fool. I know I'm lost. I know I'm not right with You. Nothing else matters. I believe. I accept Your gift. Please save me. Jesus, save me. Oh, thank You.
Hey, I gotta tell you something. Hang on a minute. What's he doing in my lane?
That's what.
What's going on?
I can't stop it.
Where am I?
Look, Rainey.
What's going on?
I'm sorry. There's nothing we could do. She's not going to make it.
Oh, I feel like I'm not going to make it. Randy. Randy, can you hear me? I want you to know that battle inside me, it's gone now. God won. He saved me.
Sis, can you hear me? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. I love you. I hope to see you there.
I do, Randy. I do believe. I wish you could know. Someday you will. I think someone's coming. Yes, he's coming for me. He's smiling. He's reaching for me. He's taking me home. I'm ready. I've gotta go.
I love you.
I know. I'll see you there.
You've just heard two very different endings to this drama. And though it's just a story, we hope the message is clear. God tells us in His Word, it is appointed to men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Are you ready? Jesus Himself said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you have any questions or comments about what you've heard, we would enjoy hearing from you. Our mailing address is Without Reservation, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. That's Without Reservation, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. You can also visit us on the internet at withoutreservation.com. Thanks for listening. Please consider carefully what you've heard and look into these things while you still can. Look for a church that teaches from the Bible, and we'd love to hear from you if we can be of further help.